Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fain. On today's program, we're going to be talking to a fellow who was born and raised here. He's held many different jobs in our community and had quite an impact. In fact, he was a past Jessamine County Judge Executive. His name? William Neal Cassidy. We'll talk to Neal about his life, his family, and his contribution to our community right after this word from one of our fine sponsors here at Jess FM.
Jessamine County Public Library, located at 600 South Main Street in Nicholasville, is here to serve the community. Open 7 days a week, they have a variety of items available for you to check out. Books, movies, music, and so much more. You can find downloadable items on their website at jesspublib.org or call 859-885-3523. There's something for everyone at Jessamine County Public Library.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday as we continue to learn more about people and places and things of our county. Today I'm going to talk to a fella who's been around here for a spell. He, in fact, was a guest on this program early on, but he talked about some projects that he was involved with in a job that he used to have. We really didn't talk much about him or his family, so we're going to do that today. He is a former Jessamine County Judge Executive. He's been on the school board. He's been involved with insurance. He's farmed. A little bit of everything. His name is Neal Cassidy. Good morning.
How are you today?
All doing fine. Glad to have you in and good to see you. You know, when we did those programs, if you'll remember, and I think best I can remember, Neal, that was around the end of 14, because you were getting ready to end your term as county judge. And we talked 1 week about the work that you and the fiscal court did on Camp Nelson on the pavilion. And then we also talked about Valley View. The ferry. Today, I want to talk about you and the Cassidys and the family and your wife and all of that. So the best place to start, of course, is to tell us about you and your family. Talk about your parents, who they were, and your siblings, and give us some background information on your immediate family.
Well, my dad was Sam Cassidy. My mother was Mary Jane Miles. And we lived on the family farm, the Miles Farm, out for Miles Road in Southwell. And we lived there till I was 16 years old.
Yeah.
Then we moved to another location.
Now, was he a farmer?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And your mother, you said, was a Miles. Now, she was a sister to A.C. Miles,
right,
I think.
And Susan Waters.
Now, Susan's still living?
No.
She died.
About a couple of years ago.
Okay. And A.C. did, too. And A.C., of course, for people my age, will remember his wife, Frances who taught school for many years, of course. So, A.C. was the brother of the Miles. Now, did your mom work outside the home?
Well, we retired from University of Kentucky.
Oh, yeah?
See, my dad died when he was 40 years old.
Oh.
Had a massive heart attack. Mm-hmm. So mother got a job at University of Kentucky. Prior to that, though, she worked at part-time at the Thompson Food Town.
Oh, yeah.
On Main Street.
Yeah.
Worked there in the cashier for a long time.
Now, is that where, because I know Thompson's was in two different places. They started out as Thompson's Market, where the chamber is now, but then they moved next door where before Von Grunigan's. Is that where she was?
Before Von Grunigan.
Oh, she was, yeah, before the Von Grunigan's.
She's the old one. She's an old one.
Oh, in the old one, Thompson's Market. Okay. Mm-hmm. And, of course, all this, folks, is across the street from what used to be Ward's Bakery.
Yeah.
It is now across the street from a building named after you, as a matter of fact, the William Neal Cassidy, where the county attorney is housed.
Yeah.
So they farmed this farm out on Miles. Now, you said when you were, what, 16, they moved?
Yeah, we moved to some friends of ours that bought a farm with two professors at the University of Kentucky.
Mm-hmm.
And they bought a farm, and they wanted Ed to go out there and run it. We ran a dairy now up to that. Always had milk out, of course, on the farm.
Yeah,
but we had a pretty good-sized milk route. We sold bottled milk and sold it in Nicholasville.
Oh, yeah?
Had a whole lot of customers.
When would that have been? About what time? The 50s?
Yeah, 50s.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Was that prior or maybe the same time we think about milk routes? We think about people like J.D. Wells and Howard Rupert and all them. Is it all about the same time?
We were a little bit, probably a little bit before some of them.
Okay, all right.
Because he had his own route, and they were running routes for other big companies.
Yeah. Now, your mom and dad, tell us real quick about your siblings, and then we'll go get more into
Sammy,
you.
My brother Sammy, and he retired from a post office in Lexington.
Yeah.
My younger brother's Lester, and he was on city commission for some time.
Right.
and he's a builder.
Uh-huh. And that's what you were involved with.
Well, yeah,
was building partly. Too. Mm-hmm. Okay, well, let's talk more about you. Now, where did you fit in the kids as far as ages?
I was concerned? Oldest.
You were the oldest child. Mm-hmm. Went to Nicholasville High?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And graduated from there, I guess. Yeah. Did you go on to college after that?
Well, my dad died the same year I got out of high school.
Oh, okay.
So, mother had like 1 year graduating from high school.
Mm-hmm. Your mom?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. So, she enrolled at the high school, at Jessamine High School, and did her years.
Oh, that's great.
Did
it? And got her diploma.
Yeah.
Good.
And right with the kids, she loved them and they loved her.
So, you kind of ran the farm, I guess, when he died.
I had to become a head of the family. That's all it was.
Real quick.
Yeah, because mother didn't.
That's right.
She wasn't familiar with doing anything at all.
And of course, by this time, your siblings were old enough they could help out.
Yeah. Now, Simon was 13.
Yeah.
Lester, of course, he was just little.
He's
5 years old.
Oh, so there's a pretty good difference between you and him.
Yeah. About 13 years, really.
Oh, yeah. Now, at some point in time, though, it may have been during high school or it may have been after, you ran into this little Combs girl. tell us about your wife, Joyce. How'd you meet her?
Well, when they brought the county schools in, she happened to come into, I think she was Providence, where she was. Then the school burned. And so she moved to Wilmore with her.
You're talking about the Nicholasville, what is now Nicholasville Elementary.
Yeah.
That
mm-hmm.
burnt back in the early 40s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So she went to school with her aunt, with Betty, and she watched after her until the first 2 or 3 years of school over there. And then she came over to Nicholasville. Of course, I've always kind of known family.
Right.
Back then,
Everybody knew everybody.
Everybody knew everybody.
Now, her dad owned a grocery store.
Yeah.
Right
mm-hmm.
there at the corner of Vince and U.S. 27. In fact, the old house is still there, but the store's not. Best I can remember, Neil, it kind of set a little catacorner right on that corner.
Right on the road.
And finally, I keep having to remind myself, because I drive by there and I think, I don't see how that store fit.
I don't see how it did either.
But back then in U.S. 27 was only a 2-lane.
Yeah.
So maybe there was just more room.
That's what it was.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they set the little Combs grocery set right there, and it kind of was at an angle, the best I remember.
Just a little bit.
Yeah, just a little bit. But, okay, so I interrupted you there, but did you all met then in school, I guess?
Yeah, of course, I knew her.
Yeah,
outside,
right.
But we were never really close in school. We pretty good story about that.
Mm-hmm.
We never dated until after we graduated. We were good friends, and we were in drama class together. So when they had the senior play, Barbara, I can't remember her last name now, was a drama teacher.
Mm-hmm.
So when they picked the people in the play, I was the father and she was the mother.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Wow. and the romance was born.
we'd always been real good friends, but I just wasn't interested in anything like that. So anyway, after that, we, of course, graduation immediately after the play. So we went together for right smart a while, about a year or so. And so I got a ring. So of course, I thought she'd grab right onto it. So she wasn't ready for it.
Oh, is that right?
So I give it to her that day and went back about my business, and that night I sold it.
Oh, yeah. Sold it?
Sold it.
Oh, my goodness.
About 2 days later, we were going out, and she said, "What'd you do with the ring?" I said, "I sold it." "Sold it?" I said, "I had no need for it."
You should have took it when you gave you a chance, right?
Yeah. So anyway, I sold it to a friend. He thinking about getting a ring, and he didn't have hard enough money to get one. He said, "How about me just paying you for about half of it right now, and then about next week I'll pay you the rest of it." I said, "That's fine." So so that's what happened to the ring.
You didn't get it back?
No, I never
got
that.
Get another one?
I'll get another one.
Did you get another one just like it?
Close. A little bit better one, maybe.
Okay, yeah, I bet you did. I bet you probably did. That's good thinking, Neil. That's good thinking. What year would that have been?
We married in 59, so that would have been about 57, late 57.
Were you still running your parents' farm at this time, basically?
Oh, yeah. I farmed that farm up till about 7 or 8 years ago.
Oh, yeah.
I've raised tobacco out there and cattle and stuff. Mostly cut hay off of it the last 15, 20 years just to keep it cleaned up.
You said you married in 59, is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Did you serve in the military?
Yeah.
When would that have been?
1960, 61.
So you married and then military.
We built a new house, and I worked at IBM, making pretty good money. And,
yeah.
And so we built a house and bought a little piece of land down the road there with her father-in-law, her dad. And seemed like it, things just kept rolling along, you know.
Yeah.
And then I got the draft notice.
Oh.
Well, I knew I was going to be drafted.
Uh-huh.
So Mary Alice Boggs, you know, she was in charge. She went to church with me.
She was on the draft board.
Oh, yeah, yeah. She was
and
one of
a former teacher.
She's the one called the shots.
Yeah.
So she kept them and said, you're getting the goals. Your name getting ready to come call up. And all the other guys was belonged to the reserve, you know, and they wanted me to be in the reserve. But I made up my mind I was going to serve my 18 months and come home and forget it.
Yeah.
They kept aggravating me to join up with them. And of course, we were all good friends back then, you know.
Right.
Everybody's like your brother almost.
Right, right.
And they kept coming, wanting me to come to join the reserve. Mm-hmm. So John Hunt McMurtry, he was a company commander for in the local reserve. He came to see me. Well, I thought, well, that's pretty good if he wants me to be in there.
Right.
So, and I don't know why they wanted me in there. Of course, I could do about anything, and I'd had a lot of experience, not that I wanted to, but I was forced to. So I had knowledge of quite a few things that I was interested in. So I finally decided to join up. So I got my paperwork in, member of the reserve. Well, they activated the reserve 2 days after I joined it.
Oh, my goodness.
To go to Fort Chaffee, Arkansas.
Yeah. It's where my dad was, Fort Chaffee. Yeah.
And then I got, about 2 days later, I got my draft notice. So, but I was already in.
He's already in.
That's just a coincidence of how fast things were.
Yeah.
It's in 6 days, I was either, I joined the reserve, it was activated,
uh-huh.
And then I got my draft notice.
Wow.
Just that quick. But of course, Ms. Mary Alice kept, was kind of keeping me apprised of what was going
sure.
on. That was quite an experience. We had just bought a new house. IBM, I was making for fairly decent money. I went down to $85 a month.
From the Army?
Yeah, and that's all I had. Had a little bit of farming income, not much.
So you had to leave IBM?
Oh, yeah.
Did Joyce work outside the home at this time?
Yeah, she's working. She just had got a job at KU.
Now, when would this have been? 60, did you say?
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. All right. We haven't. And the reason I asked that is I'm figuring in my mind, we haven't gotten to kids yet.
No.
So you're with the, you got this farm, you got this new house, you're in Fort Chaffee.
Yeah,
serving
she's
country.
Here working, and most everybody took their wives with them.
Yeah.
And we couldn't.
Couldn't do it.
We couldn't do it.
How long were you out there?
Almost a year, but we managed to get through it,
mm-hmm.
And everything worked out well. She rented a house for a year for to get income, and she lived with her mom and dad. They were right next door.
This house you just built for you all.
Yeah.
So that kind of worked out good.
Yeah.
As far mm-hmm. as that's concerned. Mm-hmm. When you came back, what did you go back to IBM? What did you do
yeah,
then?
Yeah, went back to IBM.
And how long were you there?
18 years. I didn't retire. I quit. Everybody thought I'd lost my mind.
Well,
that was the best thing on earth about that time, you know.
And that's and you got to look at that.
Yeah.
And now we are in the early 60s at this point in time.
Yeah.
You and Joyce decide to have a family, and
yeah.
you do that mm-hmm. by bringing in a girl and a boy. Tell us a little yeah. bit about Mark and Amy.
Well, you know, I didn't know too much about adopting kids. I had mixed emotions about it. It quite a good feeling when they brought that little boy in there and handed
mm-hmm. Well, and that's the thing. You gave a gift to some kids who may not have ever had parents. Now, Mark, if I'm figuring right, born around 63, I think.
63 or 64.
Yeah. What's he been doing? What's he up to now?
Well, he's retired from ABC.
Is he really?
Mm-hmm. Been retired for 4 or 5 years.
Gosh, he's a lot older than me then. If he's... If he's retired, no, he's not. But he's listening, so I want him to hear that.
Yeah, well, he's the police.
Yeah,
the 20-year retirement
20
year, thing,
yeah.
And so he went in. He retired shortly after 40.
Is he working now?
No, he's
just taking
on the farm.
What does he have kids? Does Mark have
no,
children?
No, he don't. Okay. They don't have any kids.
And then Mark, you adopted first, correct?
Yeah.
And then mm-hmm. Amy came along.
About 3 years later.
Yeah.
Yeah, Amy came along. And
now, she does have children.
Oh, yeah. She's
yeah.
a boy and a girl, two great-grandchildren.
Is that right?
They're not, not great-great.
Yeah.
They were just great
right.
kids.
They're great kids. You don't yeah. have great-grandchildren, yeah. A boy and a girl, I think you said.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. What's Amy been up to?
Well, she's was teaching, and she dropped out, mm-hmm. you know, take care of the kids. Mm-hmm. She's got about 7 or 8 years of teaching time, and she's driving a school bus.
Oh, gosh.
Well.
That's a hard job, too.
Yeah. But she, you know, it's an insurance type thing. Most people that's got that job.
Sure.
Because they care insurance.
Right.
Them,
and good benefits.
It's a good deal. So she's enjoying it. She loves the kids, you know, to death, and they love her, and it's just a...
It's all that matters.
It's all that matters, yeah.
Okay, so you and Joyce have two young kids in your home. You're raising them now, being parents. You're working at IBM, and everything's going quite... I guess you're still farming, trying to take care of all that. You're a busy guy.
Yeah, I've been.
Busy guy. And if that wasn't enough, you decide to get into a little bit more. Now, I'm talking, I guess, about the school board. At what point did you decide, maybe that's something I'd like to do, get involved? Because, folks, school board, I guess back then was elected, wasn't it, like it is now?
Yeah, yeah.
What made you decide to do that?
Well, the kids, you know, you got kids school age, mm-hmm. and they're just getting into school while you start wondering about what's going on and everything. Mm-hmm. And I had no axe to grind. They thought when I got elected and came on the school board, all the older school board members, I was just a kid, you know. They thought I had some kind of axe to grind. Mm-hmm. I was going to stir up a lot of trouble. I didn't have axe to grind at all.
You should interest in your kids.
Yeah.
And back then, Neil, there was no such thing as site-based councils and all that.
No,
if you wanted to get involved in your child's school, basically all you could do is either be school board, a teacher, or in the PTO maybe.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. that's about it. So you wanted to just kind of be involved.
Yeah. And then back then, you know, school board was school board. They took care of local business, hiring, firing, and everything else.
Yeah, a whole lot different it is now.
A whole lot different. I thoroughly enjoyed it.
What year would that have been when you went on?
72.
And you were on there quite a while.
8 years.
Yeah.
2 terms. And never had opposition other than when I first ran.
So that took you through 80. Mm-hmm. Because, I graduated at 80. I guess that was your last year.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You were on there with Joe Daugherty. I think he was chairman. Mm-hmm. I don't remember some of the other names. You probably do. Yeah. But when you were on the school board, was the Board of Education still located here on Court Row?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right around the corner?
It moved just after I got on the board.
Yeah. Now, what made you decide not to run anymore for school board?
Had
too much stuff to do, I guess.
Well, I had a lot of things going on.
You were a busy man, because you were building, you were farming. Mm-hmm. Were you still at IBM?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. And plus, you had kids.
Yeah.
So you had a lot of stuff to do.
And back in those days, another little funny thing about it, you know, they had ways to go get school buses. Mm-hmm. I just had started in the building business, really. And
we're talking about houses, built residential.
Mm-hmm. So I had a little bit, I could make spare time if I needed to. So didn't have enough money to pay somebody to go get school buses.
So you did?
Yeah, I drove a bus to Conway, Arkansas, and never been on a school bus, but I've driven large farm trucks and things like that, not much difference. And Buddy Teeter went with us, and... Well, it's two or three others. I can't recall their name right now.
Back.
So we went to Conway, Arkansas to get the buses, and I got to think about it. We was coming back through Memphis. I had no idea what time we'd be coming through there. Mm-hmm. Well, we're coming through there at 5 o'clock.
Oh, yeah? Oh, busy time.
Yeah, it's terrible. Anyway, we got on the bus, and this old fellow down there, I said, I don't dread it all except going through Memphis.
Yeah.
He said, you see that switch that's got those yellow lights? He said, if you have any kind of problem, turn those lights on.
Everybody will stop.
Just like the Red Sea. I never saw anything like it.
What about that? Well, just they stop, they part, they let you through.
They let you through.
Wow.
We went to, didn't have a bit of trouble coming through Memphis.
That's funny.
Yeah.
1980 is when you left that. You're doing all this other stuff, and then I'm going to take you on down the road just a little bit. You decide, and I guess it would have been around 88 or 89, that mm-hmm. maybe I want to do something else. Maybe I want to run for an office. And I remember there was a primary held in the spring of 89 with you, Larry Sims, John V. Carpenter Jr., and Bill Laney. For Jessamine County Judge Executive. Was there any particular reason that you decided to run for county judge?
Well, I had a little bit of conflict with some of the people on some of the zoning problems that were going on.
Okay. All right.
And I made a comment that I might run for that office and beat somebody that was in there.
Yeah.
got a little bit frustrated at the time.
Yeah. Yeah.
But anyway, I never thought anything about it. I forgot about it.
And then, by the way, I'm not going to name, but the person that was in there decided not to run.
Yeah.
He retired. He didn't have to run. Yeah. So anyway, you ran. And, of course, when you have a candidate for any office that decides they're not going to run again, then usually a number of people say, okay, I'm going to try. So that's why there was four in
the
primary.
Yeah, that's why there was, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Best I remember, you won the primary, I know that, but did you not face Tom Buford in the general? Because he was the Republican candidate. Mm-hmm. Of course, you won, became our county judge, immediately following Sherman Dean, and Tom went on to be our senator, of course.
Yeah.
He ran later and
I'm
won
glad
that.
He did.
Yeah. So it kind of worked out for both of you.
Yeah.
You came in as Jessamine County Judge Executive. Do you remember who your first fiscal court was? Who were the members of that court?
Oh, I can't even remember all of them.
You probably can with some help, though.
Yeah.
You know you had James Ray Davis.
James Ray Davis, Chester Floyd, Jimmy Whale, Terry Metzdorf was on.
Was
there.
Terry?
Yeah.
Oh, he came on when you did?
Yeah, I think he did.
Some people ask me, Neil, I have this all the time, what's the difference? What does a county judge do? What's a fiscal court do? And I always kind of answer them, well, it's the equivalent of the mayor and the commission, except they're over the county instead of the city. Mm-hmm. Is that a good explanation for people?
That's pretty good, yeah.
And you deal with a lot of things. I mean, you deal with – what was some of the big problems back then, if we had big problems?
Well, we just – I don't really know that we had any major problems, but we had needs.
Yeah.
No sewer service in the county, and a whole lot of people didn't have water.
Yeah.
That was one of my main goals, just make sure that while I was in office, that everybody had running water.
Yeah.
And we pretty much did that.
Good. Now, you were in there from 1990 to what year?
2015.
So quite a long time.
25 years.
So was that four terms total?
Six
terms.
Oh, yeah. I had 5 4-year terms and 1 5-year term.
Because of the off year and the end of the thing. Looking back at your 25 years, is water one of the highlights?
That's a highlight.
It is the highlight.
Yeah.
You know, it's hard to believe if you think that you went in as 1990 that there would be people that without water.
No.
I mean, you think about 1990, that's now, even though it's oldies now, but that's recent.
But this has happened. When we lived on Miles Road when I was a kid, we didn't have electricity.
Yeah.
We didn't have water. Didn't have a telephone.
Yeah, you were out there.
And we were, and 20 acres of the farm was in the original city limits that was laid out a mile square.
Wow.
And we was that close to the city and didn't have, nobody else did either.
You know, I have often said, and I think you'll agree, that if, I know that technology is always expanding, I understand that, but if you look from the year of 1900 through the year of 1999, I don't think we'll ever see another century where we had as much advancement in everything. You know, in 1900, basically the cars really wasn't even started yet.
My grandmother lived to be 99 and a half. You knew her. She used to tell me that they would gather downtown when somebody was going to be driving a car through. They knew somebody was going to be driving the car through.
Yeah.
And then she saw a person on the moon. Now, that's a broad...
Yeah, exactly.
That's a broad territory.
Absolutely.
And
now look at, well, you know, we're carrying around these little boxes in our hands and are calling people and taking pictures on them. And some of these phones working faster than the original computers that they used to have.
Yeah.
So, yeah, the progress that you have seen in your lifetime is totally amazing. But as far as the county is concerned, a lot of things got done in your administration along with the help of your court. We mentioned earlier the Valley View Ferry and getting that going, the renovation at Camp Nelson, the renovation at High Bridge. I mean, the list is long and long and long. The old jail. I could just continue to think of things.
That was our first project.
Your administration in those 25 years, we had a lot of stuff done in this county.
Well, it had a lot of people working.
Mm-hmm.
People didn't mind working with us. Joyce was a big part of it.
Your wife, Joyce, yeah.
She's a better politician than I am. I mean, she loves people. She goes in the crowd right now, you know, nobody going on, and she'll shake hands with everybody in there before it's over with.
Sure.
And they love her, too.
Well, and the thing, and you brought what you're talking about, let's take the old jail, for instance. And it's not just you and Joyce. There's others, too.
Oh, yeah.
But there was a lot of sweat equity. It wasn't just you as an elected judge hiring people to do it. You all got in there and got dirty with them.
I built the windows in it.
Yeah.
And put the shirt, put the door, front door in it.
And I know Joyce, I've seen pictures of her and working down there and cleaning and painting and wallpapering and whatever. I mean, that I think is what set your administration apart from a lot of, is because you guys, you came up with the projects, you got the court to help, but you actually got in there and did it. You didn't just hire.
My dad always told me, he said, you know, if you want people to work for you, you got to work with them. Mm-hmm. You got to get your hands dirty just like they are.
Yeah.
And we enjoyed it. We thoroughly enjoyed it. And people outside it wasn't had anything at all to do with the court.
Right.
Took part in it. We had people working down there that knew nothing about the court, didn't care anything about the court, quite honestly. Mm-hmm. They just would like to see the project going on. And working the inmates, Joyce worked those inmates. Everybody said, I'm surprised you let her work with those inmates. I said, well, she can handle them inmates.
Yeah.
And they loved her to death.
You know, that you mentioned that. And I guess, did that get started kind of in your administration?
Yeah.
There's no telling how many hundreds, if not millions of dollars that have been saved in this county by using work by our inmates.
Yeah.
Great program. Of course, you've had to have the help of your jailer to work along with to get that done. So if you were to, and the water, of course, we named as one. If you had to name top five accomplishments in the Neil Cassidy County Judge era, you said water would be number one. What would be the
other? Well, we always had a big transportation project going on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Of course, they were just beginning to get 27 South, and I kind of ended up that one. And then the Harrisburg Road, and widened a lot of roads places in the county. And we tried to keep everything blacktopped. And transportation system is very important. And I'm afraid, you know, I was very much interested in this I-75 connector. Mm-hmm. And I don't think people realize how detrimental it'd be to the county if that don't ever happen, because it's you can't grow much more. The traffic can't go anywhere.
Right, right.
You can't go.
And of course, now they've gotten to a point where they've kind of figured out where it will probably go, the area at least.
Yeah.
And of course, federal funds are involved, so that's a whole another ball game right there.
Yeah.
Other things, transportation, water. What else are you proud of as judge to say I had a part in that?
I don't know. I was in everything. I don't
There's a lot. It's a hard question because you did have a lot.
Really,
and you know, one of the things that I did, this one thing I got the
sewers and the trailer parks.
Okay,
that was a big thing.
Yeah.
And Mitch McConnell is—he's a Republican and I'm a Democrat, but we managed to work together and get that done.
Mm-hmm.
And I give him credit for that.
Getting
that thing.
One of the things I appreciate, you know, this program that we do here, Neil, is a lot about history. So one thing that I appreciate is the fact that you and the court, too, were very interested in making sure that some of the places that are historical were preserved, such as Camp Nelson, and which, by the way, is I know you're very proud of, and I know you were at the meeting.
Yeah.
Looks like there's a possibility it might become a national monument. Would you have ever thought that?
Yeah. No, not really.
Boy, when you all started that project down there to get all the officers' quarters and things like that, that was who would have ever dreamed that it could have come to that? And then you look, I know you were very interested too, in the Palisades and the Kentucky River. In fact, weren't you chairman of that River Authority?
Yeah, River Authority for a number of years.
Yeah. And recognize the fact that a lot of things in this county are historical, and we need to try to preserve them if we can.
Yeah.
The old jail being one. Of course, that was the site of our first post office. And then you go down to the pavilion at High Bridge, where we've had pictures on our Facebook page of what that looked like when you first got a hold of it. It's terrible. Broken down, graffiti, and now it's a showplace.
Yeah.
It's got to make you proud to see those things and know you had a hand in them.
And you have some lead people, Harold Rainwater and Margaret Morgan.
Margaret Morgan. Yeah.
Margaret Morgan.
Yeah.
They encouraged me on that High Bridge thing. They took me down there and showed me what needed to be done.
Right.
Of course, I wasn't too interested in it at the time until I got to reading about it and studying about it. And it was a big thing. The big men, some of the biggest ministers in the nation.
Exactly.
Through their health services at that place.
A lot of history in our county that people don't realize, especially some of the newer people. And I'm just glad that you had the site to get involved with the county government and state and get those done. What do you miss the most about it?
All the people. I miss everybody. I miss everything about it.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it thoroughly. But this energy ran out.
Yeah. And that happens.
Yeah.
25 years plus 8 on the school board. That's a long time for public service.
Didn't have a whole lot of elections either. I didn't have any opposition for 20 years.
Yeah, and that's right, for as judge.
Mm-hmm.
Did you only have one race that you had to deal with during that whole time?
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And it wasn't
primary and a primary and a general election.
Yeah.
I was fortunate to do it. And then I had opposition in the last term. And quite honestly, you know, after you've been in there so long, you know, do people really want me in here or do...
Yeah,
you know,
it makes you wonder. But they did.
So I did. So I was glad I had opposition. I told Joyce, she said, well, you're going to have opposition this time. I said, well, that's all right. I'd like to know. And I won it pretty good.
And
so
you
made me had a good feel.
Sure. It lets you know that what you've been doing, people appreciate it.
Yeah.
Exactly right. Had a lot of good employees, too.
Oh, yeah.
Throughout the system.
I've had the best, the very best it could be.
All right, so you decide, well, I've been judged long enough. You decide to retire. Your last day, I guess, was the end of 2014. So catch us up. What you been doing since then?
Well, taking care of the farm, taking care of my family, and kind of enjoying time off. Still working some on the farm, but I about quit. We're getting ready to get out of the farming business.
Are you really?
Yeah, this fall we're going to sell the cattle. And
I bought
my first cattle when I was in the FFA in a freshman class. I bought me 4 steers, and and I've had cattle every year since the whole time.
Big job.
Yeah, the whole time I've always had livestock, and I'm going to miss them bad.
Yeah. Still growing a big garden, though.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. That'll keep you busy.
Well, it's getting smaller. It's getting smaller, too.
I never will forget. I'll tell you guys this story. You asked me one day if I'd like to have some horseradish.
Yeah.
And I think I came out and got it from you. Yeah. And boy, I tell you what, I put that, you can't kill that stuff. It goes everywhere. I think you knew that too.
Yeah.
I put that out, and I tell you, once you plant it, it's there.
That and asparagus too.
Well, Neil, I just want to take this time to say on behalf of everybody here in the county how much we appreciate the work that you've done over the years. You know, and having been in public service, a lot of people that are in public service from top to bottom sometimes don't get appreciated. There's a lot of work that goes on in behind the scenes that people don't know about.
Yeah.
There's a lot of reasons. You know, recently I've heard some talk about some people complaining about the street being tore up. Well, you know, in order to have good roads, sometimes you got to make them better. And to do that, sometimes you got to be inconvenienced by a few bumps.
Yeah.
But eventually they get it fixed and it's good.
Yeah.
But there's things that the normal person just looks out there and sees a road. They don't realize what all's involved. And not only that, but all these other projects you did. But the work that you and Joyce put into these especially, you're to be commended for. And I know when you retired, you got a lot of accolades from people, well-deserved, of course. But appreciate the fact that you were born and raised here. You stayed here, and you did everything you could to try to make Jessamine County a better place. Not just for you and your kids,
but for
everybody.
Yeah.
And that was your goal, and I think you succeeded.
Well, Joyce and I both love everybody. We always did.
Right.
And as far as I know, I don't have any enemies. And
that's
never did have any.
Yeah, that's a good feeling to have. Well, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you for asking me to do this. I enjoyed it.
My thanks to Neil for coming in this morning and letting us know a little bit more about his life and the contribution that he and his family has made to our community. My appreciation to you for coming in each and every Saturday morning as we continue all things Jessamine. We'll do it again next week at 11. And don't forget, I'm here every weekday morning, too, to get you up and going from 6 to 8 a.m. on Jess FM 105.9.